Let's play a game. Would you rather ignore speed limit signs, as well as the familiar don't drink and drive phrase, and risk injury or worse to yourself and innocent bystanders, or go easy on the accelerator and be completely aware of your surroundings so that you and everyone else gets home safely? The answer seems very clear, but there are some Tri-Cities commuters still choosing to risk the well-being of themselves and others. Coquitlam RCMP experienced deja vu the night of December 12 and 13 when they impounded 6 vehicles off the road after catching 4 motorists for excessive speeding and 2 for impaired driving. To clarify, you're not reading the same story twice. That's the same number and infractions that took place last Sunday night, December 4. This time, local Mounties are also alerting new drivers of the consequences of poor road behavior after an N license-wielding motorist had their vehicle impounded for clocking 129 km per hour in a 50 km zone in Coquitlam. "It's disappointing to see drivers putting others at risk through their decisions behind the wheel," spokesperson Corporal Alexa Hodgins told the Tri-City News, adding it's not worth the risk to turn aside the law for your own personal gain. "It's troubling when we remind drivers of the potential dangers, but it keeps happening. We want all drivers, especially inexperienced drivers, not to drive contrary to the rules of the road and to obey the posted speed limits." Hodgins noted it should be expected of all drivers to know that police are out in the community conducting proactive traffic enforcement to keep all road users safe. "Our officers work 24/7 to keep our communities safe, including our roads," the detachment added in a social media post. In total, Coquitlam RCMP have impounded 13 vehicles in less than 2 weeks. New timeline. The latest speeding crackdown occurred in a span of 8 hours from Sunday night, December 12, into Monday morning, December 13, all in Coquitlam. Before 7 p.m., police pulled over an impaired driver heading northbound on Pine Tree Way near Town Center Park, and their vehicle was subsequently impounded. 4 hours later, police impounded a second vehicle after an excessive speedster was caught for driving 120 km per hour in a 70 km per hour zone on Lougheed Highway 7, near Como Lake Avenue. Then, 20 minutes later, a lead-footed motorist drove 110 km per hour in a 50 km per hour zone along Como Lake Avenue at Wasco Street, which is near several early childhood education facilities, including Parkland Elementary. Cops caught another driver on Lougheed at 12:30 a.m., this time at Chilco Drive for driving under the influence. The final 2 vehicles were impounded for excessive speeding in 70 km per hour zones along Highway 7 at 1:43 and 3:02 a.m. respectively. One driver posted nearly double the limit at 138 km h near Pitt River Road, and a second at Como Lake Avenue for accelerating to 128 km h. New driver. In the case of the N driver, they had their vehicle impounded back on December 3 just after 12:40 a.m. According to police, the motorist was speeding nearly 3 times the 50 km per hour limit, clocking 129 km h near David Avenue and Shaughnessy Street, just north of Coquitlam's River Springs neighborhood. ICBC statistics show 71 known crashes, including 34 that resulted in injuries or fatalities, occurred in the vicinity of this intersection between 2017 and 2021. Hodgins said the driver also didn't have their in magnet displayed, a violation under the BC Motor Vehicle Act, MVA, and was also fined for having too many non-family member passengers inside the vehicle. In all cases, the maximum fine for excessive speeding is $483 under Section 148(1). Under the MVA, and the minimum impoundment length is 7 days. However, those could potentially be extended if a review of the operator's history deems it necessary. RCMP ask residents to call 911 if they witness excessive speeding or dangerous driving. Those who have concerns about speeding in their neighborhood should contact the Tri-City Speedwatch team at coquitlam_speedwatch@rcmp-grc.gc.ca.